Psalm 100, verse 4 says, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name." Psalm 100, verse 4. Happy Sunday to you. Welcome to this second day of June. Already June. Can you believe we are 6 months into 2019? My name is Joey Kroll. So good to have you. So good to enjoy this cup of coffee here with you. Welcome to Sunday Worship. It's a program that focuses and prepares our hearts on Jesus. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. Let's start things off here today with Stephen Curtis Chapman, "Holy, Holy, Holy," right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship.
Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to thee. Though the eye
magnifying the name of Jesus. Thanks for tuning in to Sunday Worship today. My name is Joey Kroll. Hope you are having yourself just a good weekend. And at the end of a revival service, the evangelist invited people to come forward if they wanted someone to pray for them. And about midway through the line of people stood an intimidating-looking man. And when the evangelist asked about his prayer request, the big burly guy said, Brother, I need you to pray for my hearing. And the evangelist quickly placed his hands on the man's ears and just prayed over him. And when the minister finished praying, he looked at the man in the eye and says, How's your hearing now? And the man loudly replied, I don't know yet, brother. My hearing isn't until Wednesday at the courthouse. Prayer, 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 prayer. Friend, we need to be praying for one another. Ephesians 6:18 says, And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people.
At the foot of the cross, where grace and suffering meet, you have shown me your love through the judgment you received, and you won my. You won my heart. Now I can trade these ashes in for beauty and wear forgiveness like a crown. Coming to kiss the feet of mercy, I lay beauty and wear forgiveness like the feet of mercy, I lay
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
My name is Matthew. You might have seen me preaching and singing on these dusty streets. Just one of many who were following Jesus. We were all witness to miraculous feats. Maybe you just heard, last week they took him. On Friday, my Lord was hung on a cross. It's been 3 days now, and I feel so empty. It's Sunday morning, and I feel so lost.
My name is Mary, my heart is heavy. I've cried so much, I can't cry anymore. How could this happen? He was so gentle. I've never met a man like him before. How I adored him, how I believed him. Such a sweet peace when he walked in the room. I washed his feet, oh, but lately I can't sleep. It's Sunday morning, think I'll visit his tomb.
My name is Peter, maybe they told you I had denied him, I'm sorry, it's true. He knew my weakness, still he forgave me. I stood up to the soldiers, there were only a few. But I felt his hand come to rest on my shoulder. He lowered my sword, is this what I've taught? That's when they took him, later they beat him. It's Sunday morning, I wish now I'd fall.
I am a soldier, I am a Roman. I saw the wound in his side cut so deep. I have been stationed all night at his graveside. But it's Sunday morning and I fell asleep. There in the darkness, the earth shook and trembled. The tomb was found empty, the stone rolled away. Mary left weeping, on the path was a stranger. In the first light of Sunday, she asked him his name. She asked him his name.
Sacrifice Friday night.
But it's Sunday morning. And-
I pray that you are blessed thus far on today's program of Sunday worship. It's Joey Kroll, and a devout Quaker was watching his new neighbor move in next door. And after all kinds of modern appliances, electronic gadgets, plush furniture, and costly wall hangings have been carried in, the onlooker called out to his new neighbor, "If you find you're lacking anything, neighbor, let me know, and I'll show you how to live without it." Friend, let us live in such a way where we are content with what we have and what we don't.
Clear the stage and set the sound and lights ablaze. If that's the measure you must take to crush the idols, jerk the pews and all the decorations too, until the congregation's few, then have revival. Tell your friends that this is where the party ends. Until you're broken for your sins, you can't be social. Then seek the Lord and wait for what He has in store, and know that great is your reward, so just be hopeful. 'Cause you can sing all you want to. Yes, you can sing all you want to. You can sing all you want to and still get it wrong. Worship is more than a song. Take a break from all the plans that you have made, and sit at home alone and wait for God to whisper. Beg Him please to open up His mouth and speak, and pray for real upon your knees until they blister. Shine the light on every corner of your life, until the pride and lust and lies are in the open. Then read the word and put to test the things you've heard, until your heart and soul are stirred and rocked and broken. 'Cause you can sing all you want to. Yes, you can sing all you want to. You can sing all you want to and still get it wrong. Worship is more than a song. We must not worship something that's not even worth it. Clear the stage, make some space for the one who deserves it. Anything I put before my God is an idol. Anything I want with all my heart is an idol. And anything I can't stop thinking of is an idol. And anything that I give all my love is an idol. Yes, I can sing all I want to.
what he has in store, and know that great is your reward. So just be hopeful.
Friend, I pray that you are doing well this weekend. Happy Sunday. This is Sunday worship. It's already June. How about that? It's Joey Kroll here with you, and the scripture passage came up on my little daily calendar today. It's just one of those encouraging passages that I would thought I would remind you of today. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 and 17 says, "For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord."
Father to the fatherless, defender of the weak, freedom for the prisoner, we sing. Cry out, awesome is our strength.
Meredith Andrews and Our Strong God. Thanks for tuning in to Sunday Worship today here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll. You can always connect with me personally. I'd love to hear from you, Joey at greatnewsradio.org, J-O-E-Y at greatnewsradio.org. Well, friend, that clock over there tells me that our time is winding down, so I'm going to hang up my headphones, and I hope you have a chance to connect with the body of Christ today. Until next time, just remember, dear friend, that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.